Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sister Wives with Mary Jane Kay. Today, I'll be giving my commentary on the second part of Christine and David's wedding special. I am so excited to watch this. I love the fluffy, happy, light episodes that are all love. And, you know, I was hoping and expecting to see a Cody and Robin free, toxicity free, poison free episode in this wedding special. It's supposed to be about Christine and David and their wedding. And Christine and David deserve this episode to solely focus on them and not have any scenes with the shop lady and her best customer. So why are Kotex and Goblin even in this episode at all? Is it their place to be there? I think it's disappointing to viewers. It's disappointing to me that they were included at all during Christine and David's wedding special. These two weren't welcome at the wedding. They weren't even invited. So, you know, why the fuck are they included in the wedding episodes at all? That kiss, by the way, if we can even call it that, was revolting. It looks like neither Cody or Robin are good at kissing. No one needs to see the goblin mating dance. Robin just wanted attention. She wanted to shut Cody up from the verbal diarrhea that was about to spew from his mouth. And it seems to me that she and Cody want to frame themselves as a couple that viewers would actually ship, the soulmates couple. And they wish they were the embodiment of that. And they probably are a little jealous. They probably don't like that Christine and David far outshine them in that respect. No one envies Cody and Robin. No one admires their relationship from hell. No one views them as a power couple. No one sees them as a relationship goal. In my opinion, those two are the embodiment of being the poster children for toxicity and codependence. Christine and David really seem to have a relationship based on love and on gratitude, good communication, and mutual respect. But from what we have seen of Cody and Robin, their relationship is very transactional. They feed off of each other, and they are just there because they each give the other person what the other person wants. It's very transactional and they love receiving that. It's not love, it's not light. And the good news is the few moments of Cody and Robin and that revolting, disingenuous, pathetic excuse of a kiss can never outshine the brilliant light and the love that drowns out their toxicity. Those two had no business being in this episode. And it was a big disappointment to me as a viewer to see those two on our screens at all for the wedding special. So let's get into the episode. The episode opens with a glowing Christine gushing about how excited she is for her big day. David explains that as he walked over to the ceremony site, it blew him away that he was the one getting married, that all of this was for him. Now, I loved everything about Christine's wedding. I loved her hair. I loved her dress. David also, I want to point out, is obviously a family man. He's a very invested father. He obviously prioritizes his kids. And he's so close with his kids that his daughters are walking him down the aisle. And you can tell, and he says as much, he is excited to marry Christine. I teared up many times during this episode. I teared up watching Peyton walk his mom down the aisle. I teared up with Christine's dad. I teared up at Christine's mom's speech. I teared up throughout this whole thing. And this kind of stuff, weddings, things like that, it usually doesn't get to me to the point where I tear up. But this was super beautiful. It was all love. It was all light. And I just couldn't help it. David refers to Christine as his goddess, as his queen. You can tell he loves Christine. You can see the love. You can see the gratitude. You can feel the appreciation David has for Christine. And you can tell Dave truly accepts Christine as she is. He loves her as she is. And, you know, we can juxtapose this light with the darkness of Cody's knife in the kidneys performance he did when he was bitching about the sacrifices he made to love a woman who was always way out of his league, inside and out. David is a man who sees Christine as a blessing. He is grateful for Christine. He feels lucky to be marrying her. It's almost like he can't believe it that he gets to marry Christine, like he has to pinch himself to wake up from a dream. David is glowing, Christina's glowing, and this is the complete opposite of Christine's first wedding to Cody. As we recall, Cody was looking morose with a thousand-yard stare, and on the day of Christine's wedding to Cody, Christine realized, wow, I really don't know this man I married. Christine can marry David knowing full well she knows this man. She lived with David, and whether it was quick or not, living with a person is the only way to truly get to know them in the good and the bad times, through the stress, through the ease in life, in health, and in illness. So Christine knows this man. She married David, and I believe she knows him better than she knew Cody when she married him. And what Christine knew when she married Cody, in my opinion, was just a facade. I have a lot of faith that Dave is genuine, and I can already tell Dave is a real man, just from the way he speaks, the words that come out of his mouth, and the genuineness in his eyes. Nothing about David is contrived. Nothing is a performance. It's not for show. This is love, and I love when the universe aligns just right for the ones who deserve it to find their place where they belong in this crazy world. When two people find their happy fairy tale ending, especially two people who seem to really deserve it. It may not always be a fairy tale. Love is hard work. Marriage is hard work. Relationships of any kind are hard work. But in the present, in this space and time, these two souls, Christine and David, are aligned in love, and that is beautiful. David says he was nervous, but then he saw Christine, his bride, walking down the aisle, and it calmed him down. He explains that Christine calms him down, and he says it's magical, and it's hard to describe their connection. It's hard to describe and to put into words their relationship. See, these two are soulmates. They have that connection. They connect in all the different ways two people can connect. And that is a beautiful thing, because you don't always find a person that loves and accepts you as you are, where you connect on all the different levels and all the different layers you need to connect to make a love relationship and a marriage work. And I feel like Christine and David have that. Peyton was very sweet. He was walking his mom down the aisle, and he told her that David is a really good man. And all of Christine's kids have been very supportive, including Janelle's kids and Janelle, of Christine. And I thought that that was amazing. Christine says when she saw David standing at the end of the aisle, it was a breath of fresh air. She says David is the love of her life, and it's everything she has wanted for so long. Christine deserves this. Christine's dad, Rex, is there, and he walked Christine the rest of the way to David. And he told Christine, as he was walking her to David, that David was a wonderful man and that he knew that they would love each other. That moment with Christine and her father was beautiful, and it was moving. This father has seen his daughter sad and feeling hopeless and feeling lonely and feeling unseen. She was feeling unappreciated in her marriage with Cody. And this father was probably super pissed about the way his daughter was treated by her first husband. And now he is walking his daughter to the love of her life on her wedding day, telling her he believes in this relationship. He believes in this love. He believes in this man. He believes in this marriage that his daughter is entering into. And I thought that was wonderful validation for Christine. It was wonderful validation for him. And I thought it was so sweet, such a tender moment. This episode had me smiling so wide and crying. And I absolutely loved it. When I see someone who has struggled find their happiness and find their place in this world, because those people who struggle so much, when they get their good, they appreciate it so much. They feel the blessing of it. They feel the gratitude. And after you struggle, when you realize you should have what you deserve, when you realize you are worth it and you get what you deserve, it just brings such a beautiful energy to your life and to everything you do in life. And Christine gets to have that, and it's beautiful. And her energy radiates, and she deserves this. Janelle was very moved by Christine's dad, Rex, walking her down the aisle. And Janelle points out that he has always been an advocate for their faith, and so she thinks it's wonderful that Rex, Christine's dad, is still here supporting his daughter and being a part of the wedding and participating and signing off on it, even though Christine has chosen something different.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, obviously Christine is now in a monogamous marriage. She's left the faith. And her father was up there in the church, I believe. Her grandfather as well. They participated in the church. They're a part of the leadership. And so Christine has chosen a different path, but her father is there supporting her regardless. Janelle says this feels right. And if Christine's dad were upset with Christine's choice, then it might be hard. But she says he isn't upset and he is there. He is at this wedding. He is participating. I have to say, I loved everything about this wedding. I love the arch at the altar with the flowers where they get married. I love the flowers. I loved her dress. I thought her dress was gorgeous, very elegant. It fit her very well. I loved Christine's hair, all of it, even the rust and the plum. I was hesitant about it, but after I saw the wedding and the way everything turned out, I liked the rust and the plum. Everything looked really elegant. It looked beautiful. Most of all, the bride. Another touching part of the wedding was when Truly brought the rings up. I have to say, I love, love, love Truly's hair so much. But it was very sweet. She hugged her mom and she told her mom that she deserves the best. And she also hugged David too. And I thought it was very sweet. All of Christine's kids really seem to embrace David. They seem to love him. And he seems like a very good, decent man. He has a good personality. He seems to have a good sense of humor. He seems to be fun and the life of the party. And he cares about the people he loves, just like Christine. And I think that they make an excellent pair. Christine explains how all 13 of her kids are very protective of her. So to have Truly hug David in front of everybody, that showed that Truly accepted Dave and that she loved him. Dave says the wedding was everything and more. He loved Christine's dress and he thought Christine looked hot. Get it, girl. Christine totally slayed and Dave was so happy. Christine says it was amazing and Dave says there were so many moments throughout that were awesome. These two are soulmates and they both are on the same wavelength. They're on the same vibration and it shows. When Christine and David had their wedding kiss, Christine went all in. And you can tell these two have a lot of chemistry. They love each other and they have that deep connection emotionally, mentally, physically, intellectually. And that was what a kiss between two soulmates who love each other looks like. Next, we see Kotex and Goblin. And their kiss was revolting, of course. It looked very disjointed. It was very low energy. You could tell that they weren't on the same wavelength. It was like a goblin mating dance. It was a low energy goblin kiss. It looked very forced. It looked disgusting. It was stomach turning. And it really didn't look to me like two people who are very much in love, who are very connected in all aspects. It was people performing their love, displaying their love for show, and it looked like two losers who are out of sync, forcing a kiss for attention. Robin obviously wanted to shut Cody up, and I think Cody and Robin kind of want people to ship them and pay them attention, and I think they're mental if they think anything about their toxic relationship would ever hold a candle to the complete connection we have witnessed between Dave and Christine so far. I really found it to be pathetic and desperate that these two clowns were even in the wedding episodes at all. And then to see the goblin mating ritual that they displayed, it really felt gross and like a poor performance, and it felt really desperate. Back in Flagstaff, Robin and Cody are chopping down trees. And Cody says all the trees are mad at him because they wanted to live and he is chopping them down. Cody says the fact that the wedding is happening, it's none of his business at this point. And he says Christine doesn't need his permission or anything like that. His only concern would be for his kids and how they are treated within that relationship. Of course, because Cody's father of the year, but he thinks the kids are old enough to be fine. I would bet that David treats the kids with more love, kindness, care, and compassion than Cody ever has, especially lately. Cody, the Karen in his sun visor, explains that he has only met David once. And I'm sure for David, once was enough, more than enough. Cody has nothing to offer. After seeing the way this man treated his ex-wives and some of his other kids, why would anyone want to know this man who doesn't already? Cody says he doesn't know anything about this. He doesn't know that much about David. He is happy for Christine and David, and he wishes for them all of the happiness that life can give them. That's what Cody says his honest feeling is about this, and that's it. Here's a little hint. Whenever anyone tells you, I honestly feel this, honestly, that's honestly, believe me, when they're trying to convince you that they're being honest, when they have to mention that this is my honest feeling, that's not honestly anything related to how they feel. They probably feel the opposite. Now, Cody says it's hard for that to not be on his mind since he and Christine had 25 years together. He's starting to go to his dark place where he wants to speak his mind, but Robin is sitting right next to Cody. She's on high alert, and Cody mentions that he's going to keep talking till the cameras leave. So to shut Cody up, Goblin decides to eat his face. Revolting is the best word I can put to that display. These two have zero chemistry. They look thirsty. They look desperate. They look pathetic. They have zero business being in this episode at all. And frankly, they really don't deserve a show or a platform with the toxic behavior they display. I, as a viewer, would much prefer a spinoff with the OG3 and seeing them and how they would move forward to build their lives free of Cody. That's what I'm interested in seeing. I have no interest in Cody and Robin. Robin explains that it's been really, really difficult, and it's really made her take a step back and wonder. She wonders, does plural marriage really work? Well, not if there's a favorite wife, and not if the new wife comes in wanting the man and not the family. Not if the new wife and the man prioritize each other to the point where the man refers to his own family, his now ex-wives and kids, as the obstacles to his goals in life. Why is Robin bitching about her feelings about a plural marriage that no longer exists on Christine and David's wedding special? They aren't at the wedding. They aren't even invited. So why the fuck are they in this episode, I ask? I have a feeling if this show continues, we will see Janelle move forward and she will find whatever makes her happy. I think for her, it's probably not going to be about a relationship or a man or about love. It's probably some ambitious venture that she has. Mary, who knows what she will do? She has her businesses. She has the inn and the clothing business. And she would probably love to have love. And I think Christine and David will flourish and thrive. And they will build a beautiful life together. As Cody and Robin, free from their obstacles to their goals in life, will look increasingly miserable and desiccated, sucking the energy out of every room they enter with a dark cloud over them and shadows at their backs. These two paid a heavy price for their monogamous hell that they live in now. And maybe, just maybe, a part of their karma is that they will never fully be able to enjoy their love. Cody now has the monogamous hell he always dreamed of, but he will never fully be able to enjoy it, free of the weight of it all, free from the clouds, free from the shadows. When you behave in a toxic manner, when you create negative emotions and hurt and negative energy everywhere around you, emanating from you, even if you get what you thought you wanted, you will never be able to fully enjoy it. And that's a part of karma. And I think we will see Cody and Robin stew in their misery even if they both have what they thought they always wanted. They're never going to be able to enjoy it. I love seeing Goodwin. I love seeing a fairy tale ending. And I think we're going to see a lot of light and peace and love as the OG three develop their lives free of Cody. And I think Cody and Robin are just going to look increasingly weighed down, because what you put out into this world, into the people around you, into your relationships, is what you get back. Most everything you receive is a reflection back to you like a mirror. So I think it will always be doom and gloom for Cody and Robin, even if they are free from their obstacles to their goals in life. Now, Christine wants lots of photos of their big, huge family. She says they love doing things together. She wants lots of photos of everyone together. Christine makes sure also to get pics with all of the kids. And Caleb noticed at the wedding that more than half of the time when he was talking to people, it was David's family. And it's their family too now, because they want to get to know them. And David's family felt like family to them. And he thought, where have all of them been his whole entire life? They really like David's family. Some of Christine's kids talk about their feelings on polygamy. Aspen thinks of polygamy different now with her mom getting married. She doesn't think polygamy is good for everyone. She says it wasn't good for her mom in the end. Polygamy was good for her mom for a while, but then she needed something different. Isabel says her mom and dad got divorced, but she thinks they still will have beautiful lives and she would never want to live polygamy herself. But Isabel is thankful that she grew up in a polygamist household because she loves having so many siblings and moms. She says it's amazing, it's fun, but she wouldn't want that for her own kids. Gabe thinks that polygamy is a beautiful lifestyle for those that desire it, for those who believe in it, who want everything that comes with it. Savannah doesn't think she would be able to make polygamy work for herself. And McKelty says, in Vegas, her opinion of polygamy started to shift. And Christine's last year with David has been incredible. McKelty says it's been everything her mom deserves. It's everything her mom has ever wanted. So she says that's an obvious tell that something was wrong from the beginning, if it's so perfect now. McKelty thinks that polygamy is a terrible idea, and she thinks being raised in the family she was in, that was a blessing, and she loved having all of her siblings and her mom and her dad, but she doesn't think it was fair to her parents because none of them got what they needed out of a marriage. And she says she's only been married for 7 years. But she knows what she deserves. She knows what her moms and what her dad also deserve. And she doesn't think polygamy is what anybody deserves. Agreed. Christine does a beautiful photo hugging Janelle. Christine and Janelle are hugging, and you can see that they really are firmly bonded. They really love each other. Janelle is very happy for Christine. She's very emotional, and she's not usually a very hard on your sleeve type. She's very pragmatic. She's very practical. She likes to be logical, but she really, you could tell she is glowing and beaming. She is moved to emotion for Christine. She is so happy to see Christine happy. Janelle explains that it just feels right that Dave and Christine are getting married. It feels right. She gets very emotional. It is so sweet to see Janelle this way. Janelle's usually just so buttoned up. She's pragmatic. She's really the opposite of hard on your sleeve. But you can see Janelle's emotions regarding Christine. You can see how much she loves and appreciates Christine. You can see how happy she is for Christine. She is happy that Christine is happy. She is happy that Christine found love. And it's a really beautiful relationship that Janelle and Christine have. And they have an amazing connection. And when one comes up in life, the other one is just full of love and light, just happy for the other one, happy that they're happy. And that's amazing. There is no jealousy. There is no anger. There is no competition. There is none of that nasty shit. There is just love between Janelle and Christine. And I love that. Going forward, Janelle envisions Christine and David having many very happy years together. Mary is also very happy for Christine. Mary absolutely loves the idea that Christine has found Dave. Mary says she is in a good place in her life. She's very happy with where she is. She's very happy with what she is doing. And she's very happy with the things that she is moving forward with. Mary completely anticipates that one day she will find somebody and that she will be able to find somebody who really loves her too. It's just a matter of when and how for Mary. Mary is really looking forward to having that in her life too. Mary deserves someone who loves and appreciates her as she is. Someone who is as loyal to her as she will be to them. And I would love to see all of these women find whatever makes them feel peace, happiness, and fulfillment in life. Whatever that looks like for them. These women have been through enough and they deserve to just live and build their lives in whatever way they want to. They deserve to find their happiness after everything they all went through. And happiness looks different for every individual. What's interesting to me is Cody said he wanted to be free of his obstacles to his goals in life, his ex-wives. His ex-wives were his obstacles, and now he is free of them and he's miserable. But the wives are free of Cody and they are thriving. They look happy. They look at peace. They're full of life. They're vibrant. They resonate positivity. And I think Cody was their obstacle. And now that they are free of him and they get to thrive, they get to find the joy in the light. Janelle sees Christine and David one day sitting on the porch in their rocking chairs, watching their grandkids and their kids. I loved when Janelle said this. I love how Robin uses her failed dream to cry over how she's a victim of the ex-sister wives and they stole sitting on the porch in the rocking chairs with the grandkids with my sister wife and they took it from me and the grandkids and they took it. So I love how Janelle takes that vision that Robin is constantly crying about, playing victim about, and she says that she sees Christine and David there on the porch in their rocking chairs watching over all of the kids and grandkids. I see that too. Christine deserves that. And I just found it very interesting that Janelle used that example and she put out into the universe that Christine and David will have it. And I believe they will. Robin will be miserable with Cody. And if she hasn't left him by that point in a decade or two, I believe the ex-sister wives will all be happy and at peace, surrounded by light because they are free from the clouds that were over them for years. And now Robin has that cloud all to herself and she is chained to it. She can enjoy it. Janelle explains that when Christine first met David, she told David, listen, I have a sister wife and she will come with me everywhere and all of the kids are still all my kids and they're going to come everywhere with me. And David said, okay, cool. He understood Janelle and the kids were a part of the deal. And Janelle says it feels good and it feels like they are whole. It feels like the family still has an identity. Janelle says they would be so open to have any of the other children join them or to be a part of that too. Any of the kids who aren't there currently would all be welcome still to come and join them in that part of the family. I loved how supportive all the kids were of David and Christine. McKelty was telling her mom how happy she was that she loved David. Hunter is a gentleman. He came and he shook Dave's hand and he told Christine she couldn't find anyone better. And he tells David he's the man, but he's not going to be calling him dad anytime soon. Next, Aspen makes a wedding speech and she points out that she, of course, is excited for Christine, but she is also excited for herself because her family just got so much bigger. And she says her mom gets younger with age and she acts like a child with Dave, and it's awesome. But she really loves how David totally lets her mom be herself. He loves her for who she is, and she sees it so much, and she congratulates the couple. Her speech was very sweet. And the point of it is, David loves Christine as she is. Christine can be herself. And to have Aspen recognize it and say, this man that you're going to marry, he allows you to be you. She gets to see her mom happy. Christine could never fully be happy and be herself with Cody. It was never good enough. She had to put pieces of herself in a box to please him. So for these kids to see their mom get actual love with a real man who loves and respects and appreciates their mom, who loves her as she is, I'm sure it is so refreshing and uplifting for the soul to see that. And I thought it was a beautiful speech. It was very sweet. David's oldest daughter, Katie, also makes a speech, and she says she is the reason that David and Christine got together. She says she manifested this, and she says when she first heard that Christine was a single lady, she frantically ran into her husband's office, and she told him she's single, and her husband was on a work call, and he was like, who? Katie then told her husband, listen, Christine Brown is single, and she said Christine seemed amazing. So in her mind, she already had that idea. She felt Christine would be so good with her dad. And of course, she was right. And it happened organically, which is the best part. Sometimes, man, the universe just aligns. David explains how Katie mentioned that Christine was single. And he told her how, oh, wow, what a coincidence. Christine had messaged him. And Katie, David's daughter, was way excited more than anybody else about Christine messaging him. Katie, David's daughter, is the one who made David believe that he could do it. David lets everyone know he made his own profile. He picked out all of his pictures himself. And Christine says he had a great profile. David's mom speaks and she says Christine is now her daughter. It is very sweet how supportive both of these families are of this union. There is so much love in the room. There is so much love in the atmosphere. It is all just light and good vibes and love. And that says a lot about the type of people Christine and David are, their consciousness, the type of character they have. It says a lot about the energy they put out into the universe to receive all that love back. I thought it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. David explains that he asked his mom to speak, and at first she said no, and then she decided that she could do it. And when she spoke, Dave was floored because his mom did really well. Christine explains that David's mom has taken her in as a daughter now. She even calls Christine daughter. And David says his mom doesn't refer to him as her son. She just calls her son David. Next, Christine's mom speaks, and it was so moving and so perfect. I loved this speech. She tells Christine that she's been a fairy tale princess, and she still is. And she tells her daughter she is a warrior. She does battle, and people have to reckon with her. She is fierce and strong. She protects and defends. And then she goes on and she tells Christine she can wear those rose-colored glasses anytime she wants because what she sees through those is what she has created. Yes, what you emit, the frequency and the energy you put out is what you will get reflected back at you. And Christine is now receiving all the love she deserves back, and I love seeing this. So Christine's mom says what she sees through those rose-colored glasses, it is what Christine has created. The adventure, the fun, the playing, the loving, the kindness, the caring. This is all of it in the world, but it is everywhere that Christine is. And she thanks them both for being just who they are and for bringing good to all of their lives. I thought that speech was amazing. If this episode could be summed up in one word, it would just be love. Janelle thought this was the most beautiful scenery. The weather was perfect under the tent with the water in the background and all of the rocks, and they were having such a great meal. Janelle is just very excited for the rest of the wedding. I loved watching this episode. This episode was easy to watch. It was a joy to watch. It melted my heart like butter in a hot skillet. I wasn't cringing internally or shouting at my TV the whole episode, other than the few short moments that the toxic twosome were on my screen. I loved this. I would love to see an OG3 spinoff minus Cody and Robin. That's what viewers want. Janelle says Christine and Dave are obviously openly affectionate with each other. And she says it's almost like the healing balm, and it soothes that wound that Cody inflicted. Janelle says Cody was always telling Christine he was never attracted to her. He thought she was gross. He was saying that he had to work hard to be with her. And Janelle thought to herself, what a shitty, effed up, asshole kind of a thing to say to somebody, especially someone who you have been with for 30 freaking years, who you have 6 children with. Janelle says that wasn't true. It wasn't cool at all. And then David came in and he fixed that. And now Christine feels loved. She feels seen. She feels attractive. She feels all of the things you should feel with your spouse. And it's come to this nice, happy ending right here. And I also just want to point out, a real man, a man that loves you, will not tear you down and tell you you're not good enough and make you feel unappreciated. A real man who loves you won't make you feel small so they can control you and feel better about themselves and play ego games. David is a real man. And I also want to point out, Janelle being happy for Christine's happiness, this is what a sister wife should look like. This is what a sister wife relationship should look like. This is what a good friendship looks like. This is what love in a friendship looks like. You can see how genuinely happy Janelle is for Christine. Christine, when she married David, when she got in a relationship with him, she made sure he understood, my kids, all of the kids, come with me. They're always welcome. Janelle comes with me. This is my family. They are part of the deal. They come with me. And David accepted that, and Christine made sure, these people come with me or I can't come at all. And Janelle isn't bitter or jealous or upset that Christine found happiness and well-being and peace and love. She isn't jealous at all. She is just full of happiness and joy and relief for Christine. She loves Christine and she is happy to see Christine feeling good and receiving love and getting her happy ending. There is no negativity. There is no jealousy. There is no envy. There is nothing negative in Janelle's heart, in Janelle's mind, in Janelle's consciousness. She full on loves Christine, and I love that. Christine and Janelle truly have a sisterhood. Janelle is happy that Christine is happy, and she wants Christine to thrive, and I love that. And you can tell Christine really wants to see Janelle happy too. These two both just want the best for each other. That is true friendship. Mary thinks that Christine deserves it, especially after the last couple of years that all of this stuff has been coming out that Cody has been saying. Mary says Christine deserves it. She deserves to be happy. She deserves to have somebody who really loves her. Cody says Christine had a goal in mind and hopes of finding a soulmate experience. And so Christine put a lot of emotional energy into that. And Cody thinks Christine did something magical and that drew that to her. Cody thinks Christine and David might be that match made in heaven, and he hopes they have a wonderful wedding day. Did Cody and Robin rehearse that one, or did Robin write it out on flashcards for him? Christine says that she and David, they took dance lessons for their wedding dance so that David would be more comfortable. Christine says she just doesn't care how she dances. She just wants to have a good time. She doesn't care what she looks like. David thought he would be very nervous for the wedding dance. But then he looked at Christine, he focused on Christine, and all of the nervousness just floated away. These two have so much chemistry that you can feel it through the TV screen. Christine asked, and the universe delivered. Mr. and Mrs. David Woolley deserve every happiness and blessing in life. Seeing this woman who you can see loves her kids. She loves her family. She's a nurturer with a heart of gold. She will give everything to the people she loves. And to see Christine find a soul who sees her, who recognizes her good, who loves her inside and out as she is, who feels grateful for her, this is beautiful. So I hope Christine and David have a life filled with everything good in this world and that they have health, wealth, love, peace, happiness, joy, and fulfillment for the rest of their lives. I also hope for any woman or man in a relationship where you feel hopeless, where you feel like you can't be you, and where you feel like you can't be loved as you are, that you stop wasting a second longer of your very short life and free yourself so you are free to find your place in this world. Life is short. Time is short. Don't waste a second of your life letting anyone dim your light or make you feel like you aren't enough as you are. I hope Janelle and Mary also find whatever brings them happiness, joy, love, and peace in life, because they deserve it too. And the good news is they are now free from that cloud over their heads. And being free opens you to what the universe has in store. It opens a path. And now Mary and Janelle are free to walk it and see what life brings. But anything is better than Kotex. Hunter says that Christine is so much fun. She has a positive feedback loop and everyone just keeps having fun around her. Gabe says when he sees Christine interact with Dave, he has never seen Christine ever be this happy. He says it's no slight to his dad, but he thinks that they really tried. They gave it a hard go. They really did love each other, but he thinks that sometimes that's just the way things go. Gabe says he's reassured that this is right for Christine when he sees how happy Dave makes her. Christine explains how in all of their weddings for their family, dancing is what the people look forward to most. And Mary explains how in the Brown family, the family that they have all recently extracted themselves from, she jokes, whenever they get together and have parties, there has always been a lot of dancing. Even Cody says he's sad that he is having to miss the Brown family mosh pit now. He says he feels left out because it's just so much fun. Well, we've seen Cody's dance moves and we've seen Robin's dance moves. I don't really think we need to see him again. Robin isn't too crazy about Cody's dance moves. She says Cody always wants to go dancing and she's always telling him, well, let's take a dance class together. So Cody asked her why he needs dance classes. And Robin says it's because when they're dancing, she becomes the pole and he dances around her. Is a dance instructor going to get overtime because they both can't move? Next was super cute. Christine and David were dancing and the whole family was dancing around them on the dance floor and they did a flash mob for them. I thought it was really super cute and super sweet. Christine says the wedding was a dream come true. Savannah had a lot of fun at the wedding and Gabe says for the first time in a long time, it felt like the real Brown family was back. That comment is going to infuriate Cody. This really just confirms that Christine is the heart of the Brown family. She will continue to be that heart of the Brown family and that nucleus. Even after she left Cody and remarried, she will still be the nucleus of the Brown family with Janelle and all of the kids, with David included too, despite leaving Cody without Cody. They don't need Cody to have the heart of the Brown family and the nucleus. And I think everyone seeing Christine happy, being able to be herself, feeling free, surrounded by love, seeing the family nurturer just so happy, that happy, makes them all feel the love and realize that maybe the family doesn't look the way it used to, but they will always have the heart of their Brown family and it will keep beating minus Cody, and the kids in the family will always have that network and support system to rely on. Cody may have destroyed his family for himself, but without him in the picture, the family functions better than it ever did before. And that's a testament to Christine and Janelle and the kids and their connection. And also to David, because I feel like Dave has accepted everyone fully with an open heart and open arms. Christine explains that her marriage with Cody was so different than this one. Her wedding with Cody, it wasn't really a wedding. It was really quiet. It was just immediate family in their church. The plural weddings are like that. They just aren't really celebrated. And Christine says it's what plural wives did. They had a really small, quiet gathering. It wasn't a big wedding or a big party or a big celebration. So that's why Christine wanted this awesome, big party this time. Gabe says it felt really wholesome and it made him feel very complete that everyone was there and they had their family back together and they were all so happy to be around family again. And that's something they haven't had in a really long time. Everyone had a really great time. Hunter notices that Christine had so much fun. And Hunter says Christine got the fairy tale wedding that she always wanted. And he says, you see how many people were at the wedding, and then you truly understand. You see how loved Christine is, how loved David is. Christine says it felt incredible. She felt the love. It was incredible to have all those people there for them. And Dave says the whole weekend was magical. Christine says it was a dream come true, and she had no idea that they would be surrounded by so much love. She is overwhelmed with happiness. Overwhelmed. David says it's the right fit. Everything is just right. And it felt like he has known Christine for his whole life. That's the way they connect. That's how deep their connection is. He met her maybe a year ago. Now they're married and he feels like he has known Christine his whole life. That says a lot. These two are very connected. Christine says this wedding, their wedding, it was a dream come true. And David thinks it's awesome that they're going to spend their lives together. He says he was single for so many years, so it's awesome to have her. And Christine says she was sharing for so many years too, so it's awesome to have him. David feels very lucky, and Christine also feels like she hit the jackpot too. These lovebirds are so cute. I love love. I teared up during this whole episode. I'm not going to lie. My heart really was melted like butter in a hot skillet. And I am so happy to see Christine happier than we have ever seen her. It is an honor that she shared the best moment of her life with viewers when we have seen her trudge through the mud, trudge through the clouds, and the hopelessness and the loneliness and through the tears to get her fairy tale ending she deserves. Christine suffered a lot and she deserves this love and this happiness. And so they lived happily ever after. I honestly, as a viewer, would love to see a spinoff show with just the OG three showing these strong, smart, independent women build their lives and move forward, pursuing their happiness, pursuing all of their dreams, getting what they deserve in life after all of that suffering, after all of that toxicity, after all of those storms they had to endure. That is what viewers want to see. And I think that's what viewers are invested in. And I would love to see a spinoff show with just the OG three. That is it for this episode. I'll be back soon with the next episode of My Sister Wives Rewatch, Where I Left Off. And that will be Sister Wives Season 5, Episode 4, Polygamous Cults. Thanks for listening. Bye.